Young love, it's always a difficult subject for parents to discuss with their kids. And with today's teen romances playing out not just in school hallways, but also online, an ugly breakup can sometimes turn into digital harassment. Digital harassment is when kids use social networks, cell phones, and other digital devices to intimidate, track, or threaten someone. It's a lot like cyberbullying, but usually only involves two people in a romantic relationship. Constant texting and IMing between teenage crushes is usually just innocent fun. And lots of kids keep it that way. But if a relationship becomes manipulative and controlling, teens can easily use their phones or computer to act out. A few texts a day can turn into a few hundred, and if those messages get hostile, kids may be afraid to tell their parents. Left unchecked, digital harassment can have real consequences for those who've been targeted. Some studies have shown that when the abuse is really bad, victims are more likely to drop out of school, engage in risky behavior, and even think about suicide. So what can you do to help your kids avoid unnecessary digital drama? First, start a discussion. Sometimes all it takes to correct this negative behavior is a conversation. Explain to kids why harassment isn't okay and encourage them to deal with their frustration in a healthier way. Second, help them set boundaries. Remind teens not to cave in to peer pressure or to do anything that's outside of their comfort zone, like sharing passwords or sending inappropriate photos. Finally, teach kids to stand up for others. If teens hear about or see their friends getting harassed, they should report it to a teacher or other reliable adult. Whether we like it or not, our kids' relationships often play out online. That means their hookups and breakups can be unpleasantly public. So talk with your kids about what it means to have a healthy relationship in both the real world and the digital one. For more tips, advice, and age-appropriate media picks, please visit us at commonsense.org. I'm Anna Duckworth.